This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. This is Untapped Talent with myself, Siya Sangwenifin. Thank you so much for having us on. It's a Friday. Say what you will, but there's just something about a Friday that makes everything a little easier and just eases you into the weekend. So with that said, it's going to be easy. It's going to be fun. It's always the case. Every single Friday we do this from 9 till 10 right here on CliffCentral.com. We profile budding talent, young people who are doing awesome, awesome stuff. And so this week is no exception. So I'll be chatting to a dancer in a little bit. There's actually a bit of a backstory to him, between him and I, actually. But we'll chat about that when the time comes. His name is Tsepo Mokoena, and he started off from a very young age doing this whole popping and locking thing. I've known him for a while, and I thought, like, ugh, he's just in that step-up craze. You know, and that movie came out, and everyone was just moving and dancing along. And then there was that other one. What's that random? Well, sorry to the people in the movie. Didn't mean to call it random, but Stomp the Yard. There we go. That's the one I was thinking of. But hey, he's a pretty talented guy, and it clearly isn't just a phase for him because he's pretty good at what he does, and he's still going on, and he's doing amazing things. At the age of 20, he's now even involved in a movie. So I'll chat to him about that in a little bit. And then a little later, she goes by the AKA Tumi Chiquita. I'll just keep that going. I don't know if there's a need for government names here, but hey, we'll go with Tumi Chiquita. She has been involved in some TV projects in front and behind the camera as well, and also just in the media industry in general and overall. So I want to get to know more about her and what she's up to and the trends that she sees in the industry this year, more likely. You know, we are beginning a new year, so it's all about that. So all of that, it's a jam-packed show, and I also have some news for you, and of course, our cover of the week that we do every single week. So really, it's no different whatsoever. So if you do want to get in contact with us, and if you do want to add into the show in any way, shape, or form, all you have to do is send us a message on our WeChat official account. It is Cliff Central. Then merely tap connect and message to show, and your message will pop up right in front of us right here. Or else you can tweet us at CliffCentral.com or at Sia_SF. So we're ready. We're going to get this started the good old right way. This is Untapped Talent with myself, Sia Sangwenifin.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
All right. So I want to get some news done and dusted first and foremost, right? I actually want to start off with a bit of a congratulations. These are young people all around the world who are actually doing some cool stuff. And the very first person is actually a YouTuber by the name of Colleen Ballinger Evans. She's known as like this comical whatnot. She goes by the name of Miranda Sings. And she's known like she has this big bright red lipstick, and she's always very clumsy in what she does. And do you think that YouTube is just random people uploading videos and they're just begging for views and there's nothing to it? But you start to respect these young people as you realize they're actually making quite a big business out of this. So Miranda Sings, I'll go by her YouTube name so that everybody knows who she is. She's just signed a deal in America for an 8-part comedy show called Haters Back Off to debut on Netflix. Now, this is the first scripted series created by a YouTube personality. Now, this shows that this is great progress, really, and it says a lot about the state of entertainment, where someone really from just sitting in their room the whole way through and just having a webcam and access to the internet can now clinch like quite a hefty, nice deal with the likes of Netflix, for example, to now screen on TV. So good on her. She's now, we don't really know a lot about the series, Haters Back Off, but all we know is from her channel, she already does covers of popular songs and she invites famous guests. So maybe it might just be a continuation of that, but already her star's definitely on the rise. She's been on Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee, as well as The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. So it's quite cool on her. She released it this week recently on her YouTube channel. The video was called I'm Pregnant, so everyone was really querying what that was all about, but she was actually talking about how she has a new show with Netflix. So cool on her. I think it's amazing. And with that, I started to want to get to know more about some YouTube stars and what they're actually doing and how much progress they're making as well. So there's one YouTube star by the name of PewDiePie, and he has now also graduated to his own digital network. So he signed a deal with Revel Mode, which will feature the Swedish web sensation and a few fellow stars, with a combined basic following of 100 million on YouTube and social media as they go on to this next endeavor. So, you know, Stephen Colbert once called PewDiePie. This, his real name is Felix. So Felix, I think, sounds better and slips off better on the tongue. Stephen Colbert once called him the emperor of the internet. And so that says a lot about these young people. And now he's going on. He's, you know, when you say YouTube, you kind of done dusted and you're done with that. You're now moving on to something that I thought that's quite cool. Someone else who's also making big waves as a YouTuber, his name is Tyler Oakley. He also has a channel. And he has now signed on with CBS in America for The Amazing Race. Also, he's just released a book. It's called Binge, and that's currently on the New York Times bestseller list for hardcore non-fiction. And he's also released a documentary on his life. So as a teenager, to say that you've accomplished all these things because of the internet, say what you will, but let's stop being backward. It's one of those cool things that they're actually making great advances in their career because of this. So kudos on them. I think it's cool and admirable. And you know what? You're going out there and you're doing these cool things. Hey, you... All I have to say is just go on with your bad self. All right, so moving on with the show, we do this every week, right? It's also called The Cover of the Week. What I do is I scour the internet as well with YouTube when I'm having a bit of a bad day. And I'm like, what does the interweb have for me today? I went onto YouTube.com and I like to search popular songs and YouTubers who are actually doing covers of those songs. And this week, I fell in love with this song. It's a cover of Selena Gomez's Hands to Myself. Now, I have to say, on first listening to the song, even by Selena Gomez herself, I just think, you know, we know Selena is this young girl, then she dated Justin, and it was like, what is going on? So clearly she has grown up, because gone are the days of Justin Bieber and being on the Disney Channel, because with the song titled Hands to Myself, yo, yeah, I think the lyrics speak for itself. So how about for now, we just listen to the wholesomenessness of this rock version cover of Selena Gomez's Hands to Myself. And listen, I'm going to give my opinion on what I think about, the lyrics and Selena Gomez and, yo, how time flies. So nonetheless, this is Untapped Talent and this week's cover of the week.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Well, this week's cover of the week, it's Selena Gomez's Hands to Myself, done by YouTubers Halocene, H-A-L-O-C-E-N-E. So I said I have a bit of an opinion on this song. So I think it's very, very awesome that these young YouTubers have done it. It has over almost 70,000 views in just this short amount of time that it's been uploaded onto the interweb. But personally, I think, hey, this is quite an evolution for Selena Gomez. As a young person, sort of on the Disney Channel all the way in America, she's now releasing a song titled Hands to Myself. Because some of the words are... can't keep my hands to myself no matter how hard I try. I want you all to myself, your metaphorical gin and juice. So come on, give me a taste of what it's like to be next to you. Won't let one drop go to waste. I'm like, yo, Selena Gomez has grown up. Okay, so I think it's a good thing, good on her, and she's doing this. But it's just that idea of I used to watch her my Saturday morning sitting in front of the TV. And now she's saying Hands to Myself. So look at how the times have changed. Anyway, so I'll try to get over it myself. But onto some crazier news as well. Yeah, so I think it's very fair game that I say I'm all about profiling young people and they're doing different things. But that's exactly what I'll try to do with this as well. Young people in America, they are called, let me get the proper name, USA Freedom Kids. Now, they're this girl group based in Florida, and they recently performed, I think it was on Wednesday, at Donald Trump's Republican presidential frontrunners rally on the 13th. Yeah, it was Wednesday. So there's just a lot to the story that I don't know how I feel about this. Their father, Jeff Popick, is Donald Trump's biggest fan. And so the father, Jeff, wrote this, what he says, a quite cute, catchy little song about Donald Trump and how great he is. And some of the lyrics, clearly I'm onto like lyrics of songs today. Today's that day. Some of the words are, on your feet, so stand up tall. Freedom's on our shoulders, USA. Enemies of freedom face the music. Come on, boys, take them down. President Donald Trump knows how to make America great. Deal from strength and get crushed every time. So it's like layers of things right now. It's the lyrics, and also it's quite a corny little performance because they're all decked out in red, white, and blue for Donald Trump. I don't know how good it is. It's as if they're taking advantage of the kids, basically. They're young kids. They don't know about Donald Trump. Maybe they just know from him. They know of him from The Apprentice, and that's basically it. So to now be saying Donald Trump knows how to make America great and he deal from strength and get crushed every time, it's like, what are you exactly getting these kids to say? But nonetheless, I couldn't stomach the performance. It's 2 minutes 15 seconds. I don't even think I can make it through that. So let's just play about a minute, then we'll chat about it after this.
Cowardice! Are you serious? Apologies for freedom. I can't handle this. When freedom brings, answer the call. On your feet, stand up tall. Freedom's on our shoulders. USA! Enemies of freedom, face the music, come on boys, take them down. President Donald Trump knows how to make America great. Deal from strength or get crushed every time.
Okay, I'm sorry, I did say I can't stomach it, it's just weird. Donald Trump, never a dull moment around you. Now you're getting 12-year-olds to campaign for you. They don't know what makes you great, and here you are trying to get them on your side. I'm over it, really. I really am over it. From strength to strength on absolute weirdness, from Donald Trump getting 12-year-olds to sing for him, to another teenager who's really not, I think, on a right path. So last week, it was our first show of the new year, and I was speaking about these young people who are ones to watch, and I had a particular opinion on Jaden Smith. He's recently been made the face of Louis Vuitton's women's wear range, and everyone is applauding him, saying this is fantastic. You know, he's breaking gender stereotypes, and I think good on him. Yes, he is making advancements in that way, but I still think the guy needs like psychiatric evaluation. And so I'm so glad that someone actually agrees with me, because they emailed me this link to this article, and you can too. It's untapped@cliffcentral.com, and they were like, okay, we agree with you. Jaden Smith, not really well, because it was a whole spiel about going through 2015 and looking at some of Jaden Smith's biggest tweets. So I think it's only a pearl of wisdom, and let me just go through some of them, and we can judge accordingly. So Jaden Smith, Jan of 2015, tweeted, "I don't smell good, but I don't smell bad. You feel me?" See, people, I'm not like hating against the guy, but I'm just like, where are we on this line of accepting Jaden Smith as he is? Then in February, he went on to tweet, "People tell me I'm an old soul, but I'll be forever young." I sat and I analyzed this. I'm like, where, let's just see, maybe he means something in some other way and he really doesn't. So yeah, it makes no sense. Jaden Smith went on in his Jaden Smith way. He said, "OMG, I'm about to tweet the most Jaden Smith thing ever. Are you ready?" So everyone was like all up in arms about that, ready to see what he says. He follows that tweet up to say, "The more time you spend awake, the more time you spend asleep." Jaden, this is what you get. You're just like, you have a lot of time on your hands and you don't know what to say and you're just sitting at home and then Twitter's there for you and then you end up tweeting some of these things. Okay, I'm not going to go on, but I think some of these were absolutely hilarious. He tweets as well, "I'm seeing blue and black as of now. I don't know what that means. I don't know whether that's a good thing. Does it mean he's not seeing race anymore? And who is exactly blue? I know black people, but I don't know blue people." Then remember that scandal last year? Everyone was talking about the dress and what color is the dress. He tweets ever so philosophically, "There is no dress. Full stop." So, Jaden, wherever you are in the world, I think you're an awesome guy. But at the same time, I also think you just need to sit down and really gather your thoughts in whatever you're doing and maybe stay off Twitter for a while, because it ends off with him also tweeting, "Just stare in the mirror and cry and you'll be good." So you think you needed some motivation and inspiration to start 2016 off? How about we reflect on Jaden Smith's 2015 tweets? I think we'll leave it at that because we're done with judging and that is it. Jaden Smith, have an amazing year. I think you can go on and do great things wherever you are in the world. Hey, you are flipping 17 years old and you're the face of Louis Vuitton, even if it is the women's wear range. So good on you. You'll probably earn tons and tons of cash from it. So you're not having a cack life at all. Anyway, done with all of that chaos and insanity. Straight after this, carrying on the show right here on cliffcentral.com. This is Untapped Talent.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
This is cliffcentral.com. You're listening to Untapped Talents with myself, C.S. Sangweni Finn, and I have my first guest in here. So she's already ready. She was taking selfies galore. That's how you know it's going to be a good interview because she makes sure she looks good even on radio.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
That's
good morning
to
me.
Good morning, Mancia. Thank you for having me.
No, it's absolutely
awesome. I'm so excited.
Awesome.
I'm so nervous at the same time.
But I'm excited to get to know you because one of those things of like, I think there's a plus side and a minus if there's a minus side to things. Anyway, a plus side to social media is you get to meet all of these cool people. So I was like, oh my gosh, who's at underscore Chiquita? I need to follow her.
Yeah.
Just, oh, I think she's so awesome. So then I followed you and you like, yeah.
Did I impress you?
Yes. And then you also put Envy in that Snapchat live, which I'm not on. I see your videos. I'm like, okay, maybe I should be on Snapchat. Maybe
I think you should. It's a revolution. Trust me.
Do you know what my thing is with Snapchat? Yeah. And I think I'm very old-fashioned in this way.
Uh-huh.
But why does it need to be deleted after like 10 seconds? What are you sending to people?
Can I tell you
something?
If you want
it deleted?
Mm. It actually gets deleted after 24 hours. So, you know, it's just a snippet of what your life is about, like what goes on in your day.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great idea because firstly, it's a mixture of like Twitter and like, you know, video. So we can actually see.
Yeah.
It's okay. What's this person getting up to?
Where are they?
So it's a great idea. When I heard of it, I was like, what?
I'm jumping on. But then I hear of like random people like 3 a.m. Of course, they're like club hopping.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like half snapping, half drunk. And it's
okay,
just.
Okay, yeah. Those are the very interesting ones. Because when
they
wake
let
up.
Loose.
Now you look at your phone like, ow. What happened?
Exactly.
Like, what happened?
Who is this person?
So it's
what's
very interesting, man. I like it. I'm always on Snapchat.
Okay.
Yeah, when I have daughter.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
okay.
The daughter life.
Yeah,
but
you know, we're going to change it. Maybe it's 2016 is a year. Is it
hey,
different
man.
Year to try different
it's
things?
A good year. I think
on
it's
On that
good
note,
year.
Since we mm-hmm. are talking about Twitter, what do you think about the role of social media for a young person in 2016?
I think it's just going bigger and better.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a huge platform.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is on it. Not young people as well, like businesses.
Yes.
Everyone is basically talking about it.
Yeah.
So it's a great platform, man. You get to meet people like you.
Yo,
you get to meet people
cool
like
points.
Me.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's a very great platform to just get your word out there or your brand out there, whatever it is that you are selling. So, yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait.
Is Facebook overrated now?
I think it is. I don't even log on to Facebook anymore, actually.
Yo.
I forget about it.
See,
and then
so many people as well are so over Facebook, but they do scroll like...
Yeah, just... But, you know, Facebook
you
is very
anything.
Much 2012, you know, when you're still in... It's just beginning. We didn't know what the social media life is.
True.
So, yeah, I think Facebook is very behind.
For me, I look at social media for like, this is the real me.
Mm-hmm.
Like my true, true friends and my family. If you want to know if a cousin has had a child and how much the child weighs, because they're going to put
find
up
out
a picture. You'll find out on Facebook. But like for who you want to be or the people you want to be around, it's definitely the likes of Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, of course. Because I feel like, firstly, Facebook is very limited in terms of you have to log in, post, and whatever. In terms of Snapchat or like Twitter, it's very quick. It's just that's whatever you say and
there
that's
and
it. And it's sent,
invested.
It's whatever. You don't have to now log back in, go to your notifications.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit of work, if I might
and,
put
and
it that way.
And it's a wider audience. For example, your Instagrams and your Twitters of the world.
Of course.
Because of hashtagging.
Yes,
but with Facebook, it's just...
Facebook is such a challenge, dude. You have to, it's a challenge. And it's that, old school.
Yes. Then you get that aunt who you don't really talk to, but they're always liking.
Yes, they keep commenting on everything. You're just like, come on. Now you can't even block them because they're going to call you and be like, how?
Oh, no,
and then what happened to your Facebook?
No, I blocked my father.
Okay, your father, definitely.
I was like, this is not life.
Definitely. How are you going to be free? Exactly. How are you going to be yourself?
Exactly.
They can't know everything.
Now Facebook is exposing us on what we like as
well. Hey, dog.
No. I'm not about that life.
They're going to be like, how? And now, I didn't know this one.
Anyway, Dumi, let's find out more about you. How would you describe yourself? Where does Dumi come from? What's her vibe?
I'm a very small town girl. I'm from Eastern Cape. I'm from a very, very small town called Queenstown.
Yeah.
Many people don't know it, unfortunately. I don't know why, because it's amazing.
Yeah,
sure. But it's very small. But, you know, the story comes to Joburg, wants to get the life, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've been here for, it's going to be my fourth year now.
Okay.
But I feel like I haven't changed, man. I'm still the same person. I've got a good head on my shoulders. Mm. I know what I want. I've got my goals set. So I'm just trying to push me.
Yeah.
And not focus on any other thing that's trying to distract me or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to focus on just coming here, doing what I need to do, and then maybe leaving, maybe not.
Oh, okay.
Never know.
Okay. I want to know, what was Dumi like back in Queenstown, in primary school? What did she want to do? Who did she want to be? I was such a confused child.
Firstly, I think I was a tomboy for a while.
Okay.
Because I used to dance. I was in a dance crew, so I used to cramp, you know, back then.
That's what I was talking about at the top of the show. And hopefully we'll get to chat him before the end of the show. He's a dancer. And I was like, stop the yard and step up did something to us. There was a whole culture.
After that, I was like, what? I can do this. Yeah. So I was a young tomboy.
But I just need to find out, why are dancers always angry? Why are you guys always angry?
It's not anger, man. It's just, you know, it actually is. I think it's just like... just bad things just coming
rough
out.
Look on your face. I was like, never mess with dancers.
How are you going to smile cramping?
Okay.
You know, it's a bit awkward. It's like, what's going on there?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's like, I'm going to say this now and I'm going to sound like every single dancer out there, but it really is a way to express yourself. There, like, you know, when you're stressed
and then you go crump,
you're like, I feel better.
Yes.
You walk out, you're like, that was just a workout or whatever. But I think it's just exercise. You know, like, exercise makes you feel better in any case. So
when you say were confused, like, what did you want to be after school?
I didn't know. Even in matric, can I tell you, I had to apply in grade 11.
Yeah.
And I was so confused. I was like, what the hell? What do I like? Because I liked everything.
Yeah.
I wanted to be literally anything. Nothing with, like, numbers, like, doctors. I didn't want to be, you know, lawyerish.
But, like, what are we talking about? Like... singer?
Did you want to be a singer? I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be a choreographer.
Yes, girl, yes.
Hey, man, I was like, I just need like one thing I need to focus on right now. And then, funny enough, I went to go study psychology.
Really?
Which was like weird. I'm still confused.
Yeah,
today.
What was the reasoning behind that?
I don't know. I think it was my mom. You know how parents are, because she was like, no.
What did she want you to do?
To be a clinical psychologist.
You see, that even
and
sounds
And I was like,
nice.
Imagine. It does, but now I'm going to be stuck in an office saying, okay, so how do you feel about that?
But look at Dr. Phil and Jay.
Okay, maybe I could have been a young Dr. Phil Oprah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you know, this is not America, man. So I was just like, yo.
Yeah.
A whole psychologist. So I was like, you know what? Mid psychology studies, I was like, nah, I can't do this. Because I was also studying media. Luckily, Wits had like a second option where you can have two majors.
Okay.
So I was taking psychology and media. And I just really focused on the media side. And then I decided, wait, man, I actually really like, because I had an internship because of the media job.
Okay, where was
I'm
that?
I'm studying. It was at SABC 3 at a show called Club Culture. It was not really an internship. It was more of a work thing, actually.
Yes.
So I was like the production assistant for Club Culture, which is hosted by DJ Fresh and Euphonic.
Yes.
So after I did that, I was like mostly behind the scenes, obviously like producing, you know, forming. And I was like, what? I actually love this.
Okay.
So now at least my mind is made up. If I get a chance in the future, I just want to go study producing.
Yeah, media is definitely
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, just media.
Why is it so important for you to be in media? Is it about the influence? Is it the people you get to meet?
I think it's the influence.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's not just about me. Mm. I'm very passionate about charity.
Okay.
Especially about diabetes.
Ooh, yes, girl, speak to us.
Yes, you must know. Very serious. I'm a bad, bad bat, you know?
You're a bad, bad bat.
Okay, maybe a retired bad bat.
That's the quote of the day.
No.
I'm a bad, bad bat. I have a heart, you know.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have a diabetes awareness campaign that I tried to mingle and start last year because... Okay, I'm a grandmother's kid, you know, I grew up with my grandmother, but she had, the whole family actually has diabetes.
Oh, wow.
So I'm sure I'm coming there also.
But so, is diabetes curable or treatable?
Treatable.
Okay.
Yeah, I think treatable is a more safer answer.
Yeah.
So after that, my grandmother passed away and then my best friend passed away because of diabetes.
Wow.
And she was young. She was even doing first year at the time, 2014. So after that, I was like, you know what? We need more awareness, man, of this because there are many people in college and like high school that are actually diabetic, but they don't know how to maintain it or, you know.
Is it a big problem in South Africa overall?
It's a huge problem.
Because I know in America, for example, they say, oh, well, it's about how badly
it's a huge problem, but do you know what? People always get it late. And then that way you lose your eyesight, you can lose... your limbs, you can get, your legs get amputated, some people, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So it's actually, it's a huge deal, but nobody is really talking about it. It's not you know. So I just wanted to put that forward, especially in the youth.
Yeah.
Because we're the one who eat all of these junk.
Exactly.
And these unhealthy things. So
yeah, this is after we turn up and then it's
McDonald's,
half past three and then you're hungry and then 24 hours. Exactly.
You see, so it's just the lifestyle that we live. Because I live that lifestyle, won't lie. That's why I looked, I was like, oh, you know what? We're going to get sick here or we're going to get, you know, not healthy. So I just wanted to focus on the youth, basically, on my awareness campaign. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's called Sylvia Diabetes Awareness.
Yes.
Okay.
Named after my grandmother.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What are your hopes for that as you grow it?
I just, growth in basically people's mind about diabetes, especially the youth. I just want people to be aware of it.
Yeah.
You don't even have to say, okay, I'm going to change my life and go to the gym, eat healthy. You can do whatever you want as long as you know.
Yeah.
As long as I have my word out there and you know, then that's my job done.
So you were saying that you want to be in media because of the impact and the awareness that you can create. Okay.
You know what? I've met a lot of people in the industry, in the media, and I've seen that they don't realize how much power they have. Maybe they'll come in as a rapper or a singer or an actor, but they don't realize how much little young kids look up to them, especially in these small towns. Because I'm from a small town. No celebrity went to Queenstown, I'll tell you now. From the
not gig guy,
nothing.
Not maybe
not
promo
even
at the corner
DJ
store.
Someone, nothing. We had our own DJs that still DJ there till today. I went there last year, October, still doing the same thing that they were doing 5 years ago.
Wow.
I noticed, I was like, okay, you know what? Since I grew up here, there's not really much influence. So if I just bring that home, just to Eastern Cape, even if Gauteng doesn't recognize me, if I just bring it home and be like, guys, you can make it out, you can do whatever you want, then that's my thing, man.
Because at the end of the day, and now you cannot talk about celebrity culture and say and dismiss it as a small thing.
Yeah,
because when I hear your song on radio... and I watch your interview and I follow you on Twitter and I'm now literally seeing
your life
and what you even had for breakfast on Snapchat.
Exactly.
That's slut shade to all of you Snapchat people posting useless things like your breakfast bowls. Yes.
That's me, all life.
But I mean, we are so invested and engrossed in what you do. I will now be influenced by every single thing that you do. So if you now say, yo people, take care of yourselves, there's diabetes and you know,
you're gonna listen. Even if you hear it, even if it's at the back of your mind, you're gonna listen and just know what to say. Yes, I heard this or I saw this on an article or something. People don't realize actually how much influence they have, especially in South Africa, because obviously we know, it's a small industry. We see these celebrities every time at the mall, but it's only just Johannesburg. People are so close-minded.
True.
It's just Johannesburg.
True.
You go to Bloom, which is just 4 hours away, and if you go there as a rapper, people will go crazy.
They'll
over
swarm
you,
literally.
So,
you
know, they don't understand. And South Africa is actually pretty big. It's not just Joburg or whatever. It's actually pretty big.
Often all of us in the city think everybody
it's just
likes
us. We're very close-minded.
It's not at all. Yeah, I'm so glad you raised that point. So here you are 4 years in living in Joburg. You've experienced different things and you know, I still at least see you have your head on screw the right way. What would you have to say are some of the biggest lessons you've learned and being here and navigating and really finding yourself and as a young person trying to make her dreams come true?
Do you know what? Can I tell you something? My grandma has always said that you must be careful of who you surround yourself with.
Mm.
Because firstly, the people you're with, they represent you. They represent every, like your friends or whatever, or your family. They're going to represent you. If we see your friend, we're going to be like, oh, that's Sia's friend. You know what I'm saying? So you must be careful of who you surround yourself with. Oh, always know what you want.
Yeah.
And just don't lose focus, basically. Don't lose focus, because focus, it's something that's lost so easily. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we in Joburg, there's so many things to do. There's just everything. Like everything is just
looks shiny and cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, Joburg is exactly what people think it is.
Mm.
But you just have to have a right head on your shoulders. Like I said, focus. Know what you want. Come here with the goal. Make sure that whatever happens, whatever chaos goes on, you achieve that goal.
You know, it's interesting, and I often agree sometimes, but to a certain extent, I disagree with some of these people when they say, show me your friends, and I'm paraphrasing here, but they say, show me your friends and we can see what sort of person you are. Yeah. Do you believe in that?
Do you know what I do? Okay. Because let me tell you, I'm very close with my friends.
Mm.
Those like true people who know me. My family is very far away, obviously. I don't spend time with them all the time. So sometimes they miss certain things that happen in my life. Mm. And I feel like I'm with my friends most of the time. Like, we don't go anywhere without each other. Unless it's work. But I mean, you know, they're my family. So if people see my friends, they're going to see me. They're going to know that I'm around, or, you know, they represent me or whatever, and I represent them. So I feel like whoever you associate yourself with, you must just know that there's certain things you don't do.
Yes.
There's certain things you don't say.
Yeah.
And there's a time for everything. You can't just, you know, say whatever, do whatever, because, you know, you think nobody's watching. People are always watching. That's what I learned.
Someone is always tweeting.
Someone is always tweeting, taking pictures. Something has to just be spicy. You know how it is. Especially in the youth now. We just like exposing people.
Mm.
But,
Okay, so we were very philosophical right now. We're talking about the youth in general, and that's good.
I'm very deep. I used to be a deep person.
I think that's good. It's fine.
I don't know what happened.
But I want to pick your brain on the state of South African celebs, people in music, what's going on. So let's talk about that in terms of young people straight after this, including right now. This is someone who I think is also going to have a good 2016, Karl Deutsch.
Yes.
Teamed up with Shekhana with Back to the Beach, and now he's back with a new one. It's called All Night. So let's take a listen. Yeah, it's kind of one of my favorites right now. This is Untapped Talent.
CliffCentral.com. Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
So this is Untapped Talent with myself, Sia Sangweni Finn, still chilling with @Dumi_Chiquita.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that, by the way? Because it's a cool AKA, I have to say.
Do you know what? It's my alter ego.
Oh, okay.
I've got a young alter ego.
What does Dumi Chiquita, what's she all about? What does she do?
She's not me.
Okay.
She's the bad bad, actually. Damn it. Yes, so that's where the bad badness started,
You get to misbehave as Dumi_Chiquita.
Yes, it's acceptable. Okay. It's fine, because, you know, it's me.
She's your Sasha Fierce.
Yes, I won't lie. Like, she's a bad bad. You know, she goes off, she twerks. You know, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that. No, that's not your vibe. But Dumi_Chiquita does.
But you know what? I don't know. I've always had a passion for like Latina girls. I don't know why. And I've got a young booty.
Yeah.
So everyone's always like, hey man, you don't look South African. What are you? So I was like, what?
Oh, damn, girl.
Opportunity. Yeah. I was like, okay. What like last name can I have, Nyana?
Make it work.
And I did, man. I was like, what? Dumi_Chiquita.
Done, dusted, solid. Yes. So let's talk about some young South Africans who are making moves in their own right. We just played a song by Karl Deutsch.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of him?
I love him. Mm-hmm. I love him. I think he's got a great voice. I actually worked with him. Okay, not really worked with him, but we shot the What You Like video with DJ Capital.
Yes.
And Questa. And he's an amazing guy. Like, he's refreshing.
Mm.
He wants to work.
Yeah.
He's new and he just wants to come and just do his thing. And he's chilling in his own lane. He's not trying to rap. He's not trying to be a whoever. He's just being him.
And what I like is he's not trying to be a Justin Bieber or a Justin Timberlake.
That's
so
what I'm
often
saying.
South African artists will model themselves according to some. I'm like, no, but dude, just be yourself.
Exactly.
You can go on and just
so
be
he,
fine.
See, he's his own brand. He's doing his own thing. Yeah. So I love it, man.
If you had to look at South Africans to watch in 2016, who would you put up there?
Definitely Dumi_Chiquita.
Okay, besides yourself, girl. besides yourself?
There's a lot, man. There's new talent that's coming. I know a friend of mine who's doing music now. His name is Charlie Guap.
Okay.
He's got a new song that's actually dropping today.
What sort of music?
And he's a rapper. Uh-huh. You know how they go. I'm kidding. But yeah, he's a rapper. But he's a very talented guy.
Yeah.
There's, you know, the Nasty C. You know, man, these new kids are coming with pure fire.
Yeah.
Pure fire. And people are scared, actually.
But I think it's a good thing.
People are, it's a very it's good thing because people have been chilling, saying, "Nah, I'm the best rapper here," whatever. Mm. So we need competition. We need some. We need a bigger industry, basically. Mm. We need a bigger industry. So, you know, I'm glad. I'm happy to see young people coming up.
Yeah. Before we even expand, though, I want to see that competition. I want to see people hungry to succeed.
I like the beef. Also, that's the thing. When there's beef, like, you know what? It's a good thing because people are gonna get up of these seats and do something.
And more than that, it shows that there's an industry. There's actually a hip hop industry for people to start beefing. But I think kind of gets over the top sometimes.
Yeah, we need to have like new beef now.
You're done with the diss track and move on. So talking of hip hop though, you're also involved with the SA Hip Hop Daily Show.
Yes.
You were involved with Campus Vibes, a TV show as well. How's that? Getting in front and behind the scenes as well of the camera?
It's been great, man. It's been, well, it's been a transition because from Campus Vibes, it was a student show. It was not serious as much, but you know, it was about student problems. You go to campuses, find out what's going on, present on that. And then immediately after that, I just transitioned into hip hop.
Yeah.
Which was just.
Were you. Music. Oh, yeah, you were a hip hop head, Miss
Yes,
Crumper.
I was. Yes. Oh, can we leave the crumping days?
No, I'm just naming
back
and shaming
there,
you.
Please.
Wrong.
People are going to have me. So it's been not really a change, but it's been good because now I've been in different aspects. Okay, not everything, but you know, it's been different. And now I co-produce it. And it's great.
That's
I won't
perfect.
Lie. I'm having the time of my life.
It's showing growth as well.
Yes,
in your
man.
Own
it's
career.
Not like I'm chilling in one place.
Yes.
Yeah.
4 years
and
into
I've got
Joburg
like plans
and you're doing
for
this.
2016.
Konka, girl.
You're not ready.
All right. So on the note of cramping there and dancing, we referenced this at the big at the top of the show. This is a guy who is actually making waves in a good way, and we have him on the line. Good morning, Mr. Tsepo.
Good morning.
How you doing, guy?
I'm good, thank you, sir.
Good. So listen, we have to just backtrack and explain some things. And I'm going to name and shame myself here. Tsepo and I went to school together back in the day. And I used to see him literally, he would walk through the corridors with like this little swagger to him, moving and bobbing along. And I was like, I think he's stuck in the step up and the stomp the yard era too much. But look at him, he's now making waves as a dancer. Dude, how's your career been in the past couple of years?
It's been very good. Like since 2012 with like Masters of Rhythm, from there it's elevated quite a bit. And I've just looked at it a lot differently. I went into teaching quite a bit. I'm currently now studying dance and TT, so I'm about to start my third year. I did a movie last year. I also teach around the country, workshops and stuff like that. So it's going really well. And we've got quite a few big things planned for 2016 and 2017 for like the South African dance scene in general. So
shucks, we've just started 2016 and here you are planning for 2017. Let's talk about this movie quickly. It's called Pop, Lock and Roll. What's that all about and when is it coming out?
The movie will be coming out sometime this year. Just have to let us know the release date. But I can't say too much about it, but basically it's a crazy dance South African movie.
Yeah.
They got like some of the best dancers in the country that have been dancing from since back in the day that have also competed internationally. So it's a really crazy cast, some good dancing. Reese Page is one of the main characters as well.
That's
and
awesome.
And I'm looking forward to it and
just
everyone should go watch it. It's going to be really good.
To hear it from you, what do you think of the state of dance in South Africa and dance crews as well? Because there were the repertoires back in the day, and then most recently there was Vintage Crew. And so is dance and choreography, that industry, is it growing as much as you'd like it to grow?
I think it's actually grown quite a lot. Like, a lot of those guys are getting a lot into the business side, so it helps a lot. And then the younger guys are also starting to come through and do what they've been doing. So it's good how everyone is connecting together. It's getting recognized more internationally, like a lot of South African dancers are getting recognized overseas, coming this side and going that side as well. I think it's really going on a good route. And if all the right moves are made,
excuse the pun,
really be respected as a, on the same level as rappers and things like that. So that's where we're trying to take it, but it's getting there slowly but surely.
Yeah. Well, all the best to you, hey? And I think you're definitely one to watch. It's at the Real JR on Instagram and Twitter. And then you're also on YouTube, right? Do you post a few videos here and there?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube. It's Le Crypto. That's my crew's account. We usually release videos through there, and then also have a Facebook page, The Real JR. Also videos go through there as well, so you can keep in contact with us there.
Fantastic stuff. All the best, hey dude. And listen, in an acceptance speech, Nyana, one day, you know, Sia, you can just be like, yo, shout out to my homie Sia, you know, from school. Anyway, we'll talk about that another time. Cheers, hey.
Thanks, hey.
So how about that? Nice, cool young people That's doing great, their thing. Man. Exactly. And so for you, Dumi, 2016, what's in store for you? How are you going to go out there and conquer? What are your plans?
More TV, more Dumi Chiquita.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be seeing a lot of me. It's going to be great, yeah, man. I don't know if I'm allowed to say...
Let's get an Untapped Talent exclusive here. No, just speak your mind. I can see it's heavy on your chest.
I'm trying to hold myself, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to speak about it, because you know it's not, you know.
Okay, talk about 75% of whatever this is, because I need to know now.
Okay,
75%, not 100%.
Okay, I'm collaborating with a friend of mine, Pilar Madlingosi, who was an idol.
Ah, Ringo Madlingosi's son?
Yes.
Okay.
So we just, and another girl called Tineswalo. Uh-huh. We're just doing a young something for 2016. You'll be seeing, yes, man. We'll be on your screens, though. Don't worry about it. So just wait for it.
Listen, let's have a deal.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm already stretching my hand out, okay, so I'm going to shake on it. When you are ready to announce it, you're going to chat to us first.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll announce you'll be the first person to
We just did a
to.
Proper handshake. So you best stick
I
to that promise.
I all the cameras here because they need to take this somewhere and just CCTV, be like, hey, we're not.
We'll come back. There's
you'll
a podcast.
You'll be the first person. I'll call you
I'll play
like,
it for you.
See ya.
Yes. We're ready.
You.
Okay.
Sharp.
I love you. Thank you so much for being
by
this
Thank
morning.
You so much for having me. It's been so great.
There's nothing to be nervous about.
Yes. Exactly. You know, after the water, I was like, okay, let's do this.
So I see it all up on the Twitterverse at Dumi_Chiquita. Where
yes,
are you?
Man.
Because I'm not in the Snapchat world. Who? What's
It's just Dumi Chiquita everywhere,
okay,
man.
So I don't
underscore
know
on Facebook. I mean, Facebook.
Twitter.
On Instagram and Twitter. And then Snapchat is just Dumi_Chiquita, no underscore.
And if you
I've
wanna
actually
know,
got a a page on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
That has like 200 likes.
Yes,
I don't know why,
oh,
but
okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
it's also Dumi Chiquita, so please follow, man.
Perfect.
And show some love, yeah. New talent, you know.
And if you want to see what she's up to at 3 a.m. on a Saturday night,
yep,
you'll find out on Snapchat.
Probably sleeping or something.
Dumi, thank you so much
thank
for stopping
so
by.
Much,
thank
yeah.
you to my guest tip as well for joining us on the line. Most especially, thank you for listening. We do this every single Friday from 9 till 10 a.m. right here on cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, yeah.
My name is Sia, and I'll see ya.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.